Alright, welcome to the Oilam Avoido, the Oilam Atoyre. Bottom of Samachay, a Melus Petoyre. Who knows what a Melus means? What does a Melus mean? What's a Melus mean?
Phil.
What?
Phil.
No, what's a Melus?
Oh, my bad.
Total! To schwitz, to grind. Ashrei Mishama Petoyre. Praiseworthy is one who schwitzes in Torah, toils in Torah, Oset Nachas Ruach Liotro. And he brings tremendous delight to his creator, to Hashem. Lo dai lanu rak lamot Torah. It's not enough for us to just learn. El Srikha Mate Kol Kochotenu. We have to give all of our strength, Ba'la Virota, to understand it. We got to give all our effort, full court effort. Vizen Nisayon Gadalat Slenu. This is a very big test for us. Tapas Samach Vav. Just like there's a nisayon when it comes to laziness, with our body, we don't like to, sometimes we're lazy in the physical sense. There's also laziness when it comes to working our mind. We sometimes are lazy to move and to work physically. We're also sometimes lazy to work with our seichel, with our intellect. That's why it's called working hard in Torah. It's something that really needs work. To work our mind, to work our brain, to schwitz, to grind, it takes time. From where do you know that Torah is not miskayim? It's not fulfilled. Only through somebody who kills himself over it. For the pasuk session, Amar Zota Torah. This is Torah. Adam Kimup Ol. He dies in the tent. It's a homiletic interpretation. The Torah is only miskayim if we schwitz and we grind. And in our generation, it's very difficult. Why? Because we have Ask Siri. Everything's instant. Wikipedia. We say, find the answer to this. Torah doesn't work that way. Torah takes real schwitz, real grind, real mental exertion. And that's when it's sweet, and that's when it's fulfilling, and that's when it stinks. That's when it sticks to our core, to our essence. That's what it's all about. We literally have to go against the tide. Again, instant access. Ask Siri, what's this, what's that? We don't even type our text. We dictate what to say. We don't even put in the numbers. Like, call mom, call my friend. Everything's instant. Torah takes real schwitz, real grind. We got to break ourselves for it. Mama, that's small down. Mishnah Rabbi Aaron Katab Hashem Masabim Mislabaka. He quotes the name of Masabim Mislabaka. Shekashem Sheish Bittul Torah Bekamus. Just like there's Bittul Torah in quantity, Kamokei Neish Bittul Torah Beikus. There's Bittul Torah in quality. We can have Bittul Torah in the quality that we learn. Sheim Efshar Lo La'adim Lamod Be'in Yoter. If a person is able to learn better, Be'in with analysis, Sheyavin V'yasig Yoter. He could understand better. He could grasp better. Then the part that he didn't learn, that's like Bittul Torah. Like he could have thought more, worked harder, invested more time, and he didn't. And now, that type of Torah that he didn't achieve, that's Bittul Torah. Whoa. Revolutionary. That is really, really charif. This could under, now we could understand a question. Masha Amru B'Gemara Megillah. The Gemara says, "Mevalin Talmud Torah L'Mikra Megillah." We stop Talmud Torah to read the Megillah. V'Sarechian. We have to ask the question. Hello, Kriyas Megillah. Gam Kim Ruvin Torah. Megillah is also Torah. It's part of Tanakh. So what does that mean that we're Mevatil Torah to read the Megillah? Megillah is Torah also. We're not Mevatil. We're still learning Torah. Ela Kevin Chikori B'Mehirus B'Leeds Bonanus. But since we learn, we read quickly without really thinking about it. Kolkach, v'yachalomo b'yeter in v'omutachteha, and we're able to then, instead of Megillah, learn with tremendous more analysis in depth. Kvar nechshav begeder b'tal Torah. It's like b'tal Torah. Very interesting. Mevatel Talmud Torah from Megillah. But wait a second. Megillah is Torah. No, but Talmud Torah we can really schwitz and grind. And Megillah is just a quick, cursory read without his bonanus. That's considered like Bittul Torah compared to the analysis we could do normally in the base medrash. Fascinating. Well, Yotze v'labayim shalom. To the one who goes or comes, there is no peace. What does that mean? Amar Rav, kevin shiyotze adam midvar halach l'dvar mikra, shuvein lo shalom. Rav says, somebody goes from halacha to mikra, he has no peace. Meaning, he's downgrading, he's going lower. If you go from dvar halacha to mikra, you're downgrading. Shmuel Amar, zeh porish l'matam l'mishnah. This is somebody who goes from learning Gemara to Mishnah. The downgrade. Rav Yochanan Amar, afilu mishas l'shas. Even if you go from shas to shas, it's bad. Pirush Rashi, mishas Yerushalmi l'shas Bavli, shu'amuk. From Yerushalmi to Bavli, because Yerushalmi is deeper. Amma, what do we see from this Gemara? You read the ba'amkus haTorah who nichsheves lavei de gedola amod. If we go down in the depth of our Torah, it's considered a great loss. So, chaver, we got to remember this. Again, it's very difficult. It's very difficult. And it takes practice. It takes effort. It's like going into the weight room the first time. We're not going to be able to lift, to squat, to bench press 350 right away. We're not going to be able to do 100 push-ups right away. It takes a lot of time, a lot of effort. It's the same thing with the Melos B'Torah. The more we plug in, the more we take it seriously and try, and not just be satisfied with superficial answers, then we could really, really schwitz and gain tremendous levels in Talmud Torah.